I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. My phone lit up. It was an old friend I hadn't talked to in a few years. "Hi, Michael. How are you?" He replied, "I'm getting ready for the apocalypse." Humans always seem to be preparing for an apocalypse. I could have told him that, but I probably would have gotten the usual reply of, "Oh, but this time it's the real thing." So instead, I said, "Have you heard of 3-Eye Atlas?" "No, what's that?" he asked. So I began. 3-Eye Atlas is the third interstellar object ever seen by humans. Interstellar means it's not from our solar system. It's something traveling through our neighborhood. The Atlas in 3-Eye Atlas refers to the telescope in Peru that discovered this unusual visitor. Most astronomers believe that 3-Eye Atlas is a comet, but Avi Loeb, a theoretical physicist who chaired Harvard's astronomy department for 9 years, says it's not behaving like a typical comet. It's very large, about the size of the island of Manhattan, and it's traveling very fast at 130,000 miles per hour. It flew past Mars at 200,000 miles per hour. 3-Eye Atlas will be closest to Earth on December 19th. According to scientific predictions, it will continue and go past Jupiter sometime in March. A reconnaissance mission or just a giant rock passing through space? Loeb cites 9 anomalies about 3-Eye Atlas, suggesting that this may be more than just a rock. Could it be a piece of space trash from another civilization, or a spacecraft taking a sightseeing tour through our solar system? Here are a few of the anomalies. Number 1, it's hollow inside, whereas a comet is just a rock. 2, its nickel has no trace of iron mixed with it, something on planet Earth we can only produce through a manufacturing process. 3, most comets have a tail behind them, but 3-Eye Atlas's tail is in front. 4, when 3-Eye Atlas traveled around the other side of the sun, scientists predicted it would be destroyed by extreme heat and radiation, but it came back around the sun and kept going. Why are we seeing these interstellar objects now? That's simple. Because now we have telescopes on Earth, on Mars, and on satellites that are able to photograph things we've never been able to see before. So it's not that there are more interstellar objects out there. It's just that now we have the ability to see the traffic. We've identified 3 interstellar objects in the last 8 years, and scientists predict that now we can expect to see a new one every 3 months. The best photographs of 3-Eye Atlas were taken from Mars by NASA the first week of November. Despite the requests of Avi Loeb and other scientists, NASA refuses to release the photos, supposedly because of government shutdown. Like Galileo, often called the father of observational astronomy, Avi Loeb has been ridiculed by his academic peers for asking questions that don't fit traditional scientific theories. Galileo's critics famously refused to even look into his telescope. Similarly, current scientists refuse to consider the possibility of intelligence in other parts of the universe. It's great to live on this beautiful rock we call Earth, but wouldn't it be even better to make our investigation of space travel and life on other planets a priority? That's why private investors are lining up to be part of Avi Loeb's Galileo project. Check it out. By Christmas, we'll know if 3-Eye Atlas is just an ordinary comet or truly an interstellar visitor. My friend Michael was quite intrigued by 3-Eye Atlas, so I'm hoping he'll check it out and stop worrying about the apocalypse. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.